Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Delaina Johnson. Welcome, Delaina.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
And we're continuing in our series of interviews with people who are running in contested seats for the Alaska State Legislature, in this case, the Alaska State House. And for this set of questions, what we're looking to do is to have you think about identifying your own purpose for running as you think about the topics we'll be discussing. They're general questions, and we certainly invite you to explore them as widely as you'd like. The first, how do you see yourself working with others serving in the Alaska State Legislature? And part of that is around the question of, do you collaborate well across ideological divides?
Well, I come from a nonpartisan position as mayor, and I think that is the ultimate collaboration across lines, as far as party lines. I mean, a Republican hits a pothole, a Democrat hits a pothole, no one likes it, and you have to work together to get it fixed. But and I think that the goal is, on larger issues, is developing a common vision. I mean, if you can develop a common vision where you can agree on something, you can find those areas that you can agree on, then you can work together towards finding at least a piece of that. So to me, that's the way you make those kinds of things happen.
Okay. Moving on to the second question, what is your perspective on the way the legislature functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? And the last part of it is, what is your opinion of coalitions?
Well, the legislature is a very large committee. So anyone that's been involved in committees realizes that there's some downsides to that, and it kind of takes on a life of its own at times. I think there will be changes. I think that there will be certainly there will be changes in the legislature this fall, because part of that committee is going to change and there's going to be a different dynamic. As far as coalitions go, people can move different directions and group together with people that they agree on. I think you have to have those points of agreement, and I think you have to have things that you agree around. So on a coalition, as far as what that means to me, is just people that agree on a certain subject that they want to move forward. And certainly in a committee work, you have to have that.
Are there any particular changes in the process the legislature uses at the present time that you've been observing that you think should be changed?
On one of the things that I've talked about is maybe limiting per diem and bringing forward a bill if we don't pass the budget within the prescribed amount of time. I believe it's 120 days, but it was a vote at 90. So I think there could be some changes around the length of the session, perhaps, or at least the per diem piece.
Oh, okay. Question number three. How do you view your relationship with political parties? You've been in a nonpartisan position as Mayor Palmer. The Alaska State Legislature arguably is somewhat partisan. And do you view political parties or ideology as influences either hampering or facilitating the work of the legislature?
Well, I think most important to be a good representative, you have to let people know who you are. And part of that is, you know, campaigning. You get out there, you talk to people as much as possible. You attend things that you will meet people and talk about who you are. But as far as party goes, a lot of people will think about a party like, well, there's a party and it's dictating what people believe. But that's not how I see party. I'm a Republican. I'm not ashamed of that. And I chose to be a Republican partly because that's where my family tradition is, but not just family tradition. It's because I was nonpartisan for a while in my youth. And that was the party that most clearly aligned with how I believed. And I think that's it's another way of letting people know what your values are and letting people know who you are. So my relationship, it really is a way of being a good representative.
Okay. The second part of the question dealt with political parties and their influence upon the legislature in general, whether that has been, or to what degree it's been a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, anytime things seem to be overly politicized when you're doing the people's business is probably something that we can all discuss as something that could be changed. Because we want to have people focused on the vision of moving Alaska forward and what's good for Alaska right there. I think after the election, a lot of the party politics does go away and people coalesce around the coalition coalesces around the budget. The caucus, I mean, the majority caucus right now is around the budget. You know, we need to have, I mean, it's good to have some party involvement or have these different ideologies. I think, you know, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, having those groups that will bring these different things forward, I think is an important thing.
Okay. So question number four. How do you reach constituents, especially those feeling out of the public policy conversation, or those that may feel disenfranchised, or even those who will vote for your opponent?
Well, there's one good thing about having a voting booth. I don't know who's voted for my opponent and who hasn't. Even people that have signs in their yard, I'll go up and talk to them, and turns out that they're actually going to vote for me, but their son or daughter is friends maybe with another candidate. So, you know, you don't really have a way of identifying, and you shouldn't identify people just based on how they vote. Because once you're elected, you really do represent all people. And as far as meeting people, and I mean, I've always been known as somebody that's out in the community. I meet with people. I talk with people. I have lots of family that you know, channels other people to talk to me. So I have a big circle of people that I see regularly, that I see occasionally. I've spent hours and hours and hours going door to door. I've probably been to 2,000 doors during this election cycle, probably maybe even more than that. So you just really have to be part of the community, and I think I have a track record of being out there. And my number, phone number, 355-8866, and give me a call anytime and talk policy. Don't feel disenfranchised.
So the last part of that question is, what do you think is more important, voting based on your constituents' concerns or your own conscience?
Well, and that part is a piece that you have to hope and work hard to make sure that your constituents know who you are. And that's kind of where I was talking about before. My goal has been to let my constituents know who I am and what I believe and to be out there talking to them a lot. So they join up. Now, if it's an absolute moral value, I think, you know, people need to know that about yourself, and you can't compromise on certain things. But when it comes to most things, most everything, I think it's important to find that kind of common ground and establish a vision and a purpose around those common grounds. So I think there's not a lot of things that I can't find some piece that I can agree with somebody on.
Okay. So I've asked a series of questions in the last minutes we have remaining. Are there any things you'd like to say that we have not asked about?
No, I that's a good question. I appreciate that. I do appreciate. I'll just say, you know, I appreciate Radio Free Palmer, and I'll just put in a plug here for nonprofits, because I think that nonprofits like Radio Free Palmer really do have a service to the state. And I think as our budget changes and things, I mean, get a little slimmer, possibly even, you know, maybe some of the nonprofits will get less money. But I think that is also going to bring out the sense of volunteerism in people. And I think that we're going to rise to the occasion in a lot of different ways to fix the budget crisis in Alaska.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here. And we've been talking with Delaina Johnson, who's running for the House from Palmer in the Alaska State Legislature. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.